Reading. Most people still think that a native speaker of a language will be the best teacher of that language. This belief is reflected in many of the advertisements for English teachers in Japan and other countries in Asia. Here is an example of one such advertisement seeking English teachers for Vietnam. Teach English. Bien Hoa, Dong Nai Province, Vietnam ESL TEFL Job. Vietnam. Asia Pacific College Dong Nai is now hiring. $1,700 per month. Kindy, primary, high school positions available. Interested candidates must be a native English speaker. Non-native English speakers need not apply. From Canada, the United States of America, Australia, England, New Zealand, or South Africa. This advertisement tells non-native teachers that they need not apply. But do you think that native speakers always make the best English teachers? A local, non-native English speaker might make a better teacher for many reasons. As they themselves have learned English as a foreign language, they understand the problems fellow Japanese people might have in learning the language. They can therefore predict difficulties their learners may have and help them overcome them. Speaking the same language as the students can also be a great help. These teachers can give quick translations of complex terms using Japanese. For example, it is difficult to explain concepts such as justice using only English. But if the teacher knows the Japanese word for justice, then he or she can simply translate it for the students. Of course, a native speaker of English who also speaks Japanese can also help in this way. Critics of this perspective may point out that only native speakers can teach the right pronunciation as well as knowledge of English culture. But one might well ask, what is the right pronunciation? English is spoken as a first language by many people in diverse parts of the world, including Britain, America, Australia, Ireland, New Zealand, South Africa, Scotland, and others. Each of these national varieties has its own range of pronunciations. Also, there are now many more non-native than native English speakers across the globe. In Asia alone, there are nearly 1 billion speakers of English, and many of these people speak their own regional variety, such as Filipino, Malaysian, or Singaporean English. So, what pronunciation of English should a Japanese student strive to learn? Perhaps it is more important to have a pronunciation that is internationally intelligible than one that would appear most correct to a native speaker. We should also consider the question of which cultures are associated with English. As there are now so many different varieties of English, English has come to reflect many different cultures. Therefore, the English culture students will need will depend on their reasons for learning English. If you are learning English in order to communicate with Americans, then it makes sense to learn about American culture. But if you are learning English to communicate with fellow Asians, then it makes more sense to learn about Asian cultures. Now that you have read this piece, how would you answer the question, who make the best English teachers?